Thank you. Thank you. My name is Binta Diouf, cotton breeder from the Senegalese Institute of Agriculture Research. And I work in this project with Laurie Enzi and James Freloski. I'm going today to talk about the diversity among Gossypium hirsutum accession from Africa. Why this topic? The National Cotton Germplasm Collection recently acquired new donation. Okay, thank you. 54 conventional upland line. Therefore, an understanding of the genetic diversity of this new line is essential to develop strategies for conservation and use of this germplasm resource. And genotyping by using molecular marker can potentially show if this resource can contribute to fiber and agronomic trait improvement. The development of cotton as food or feed source, or to find some resistance to disease, insect, or environmental stress. And these results can encourage breeders to use this germplasm in their cotton program. So the objective of our project is to determine the molecular-based genetic diversity of the new African line and to see how they differ from the African accession already existing in the national collection. Our material is from Africa. You can see in the map. Okay, thank you. Here in the map, we can see that all the material is from Africa. We have 51 new breeding lines from Monsanto. You were tested in this work. Their origin is a cross from some Delta plant line crossed by some line named Alba from Zimbabwe. Here. And they are tested in South Africa. And in red and black color in the map, you can see some land rice and cultivated rice from Africa, 43 in total. This line and accession were chosen because of their leaf hair characteristic, fiber quality, maturity, productivity, resistant to bollworm, jassid, and their environmental adaptability. How do we use this material? Seeds were grown in the field for the new donated line for phenotyping, which is not now our issue today. And seeds from the collection have grown in the greenhouse, and before growing, they are treated with hot water and dried in the oven 4 hours. After germination, we see that several accessions did not grow. So we try to test some germination treatment using hydrogen peroxide 3% to help seed germination. After germination, we DNA was extracted from young leaf and run with 12 SSR marker from the core set of 105th marker. And data was analyzed with the NTCs and PCRO plot software. These methodologies give us this result. You can see in the left side the table number 1 for the germination result. We have 4 treatments. Hydrogen peroxide 2 minutes in room temperature. Hydrogen peroxide 1 minute in 80 degrees Celsius, hot water, and no treatment. And this germination test show us that the second treatment, hydrogen peroxide 1 minute in 80 degrees Celsius, gives the best germination result. In the left side, in the right side of the slide, you can see the comparison of dimension of the plot. Here, we can see that the donation breeding line appear to plot similarly how the cultivated line in red, in green and red in the first graph. In the second graph, we can see that the donating breeding line appeared to group in the upper left side here of the plot separately, lightly from the cultivated landrace in red. And the third graph shows additional separation of outline accession, mostly landrace. The table 2 shows us some unique allele we find in the after the running the SSR. The African breeding line have one unique allele here, the cultivated accession 2, the landrace accession 11. And in summary, we can say that the SSR marker were polymorphic and show different among new African breeding lines, the cultivated line and accession from landrace. And each germplasm group has specific allele which differentiate it from the other two groups. African landrace accession seems to be most different with 11 allele and several outlying. This project will continue because all genotyping with we will continue to screen all genotypes with the remaining core set of 105th SSR, and complete data set will analyze it with a writing summation of the result. For germination, seed germination is improved by using heated 3% hydrogen peroxide, but this result need to be replicated for confirmation. That's all I want to share with you this afternoon, and I will see you, I will be happy to see you in the poster session number 70. Thank you.